Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Sugar-Coated Murder Podcast, a brilliant true crime podcast hosted by two zany sisters, all while baking up delicious treats in their kitchen. Here are your podcast hosts, Karen Devaney and Ann Varner.
Okay, guys, we are on the way to the Angel Oak.
Yeah, we're doing another hunting, and I hate to tell you this, Sugar, but I've seen lengths ahead.
I know, but it's just...
I feel like we see the haunting.
It's not... It's a car. They're probably doing the same thing we're doing.
Oh.
Anyway, we're going to the Angel Oak.
It's said to be the oldest living thing east of the Mississippi. So there. It's over 400 years old.
Yeah, and it is gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I've never seen it at night.
We've got trees here that are called live oak, and that's because they're evergreen oaks that stay green all year round, so they're called live oaks, and this one is the most enormous thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And supposedly at night it's haunted, so the sun has pretty much just set. It's like we're at the end of dusk and the beginning of dark right now, and we're headed down this very heavily wooded dirt road, which has a lot of potholes.
There might be pot plants. I don't know.
It could be some pot plants up in here. I don't know. Tonight we have Noah for protection.
Yeah. Noah. He's protecting us.
Cameron's taking an exam. So Noah is our protection. And the Angel Oak is up here on the left.
All right.
We don't know if we're going to be able to get close to the Angel Oak, actually get out and get close to it, because I think there's a gate that closes. But we're going to just give it a shout. I mean, a try.
Angel Oak.
It says open.
All right.
It says
open.
No U-turns. Keep moving.
Oh, okay. Well, but is there a gate?
There's a gate right there.
And is it
and
closed?
That's problematic.
Yes.
Oh, they close at 5. So we're 2 hours late.
Well, yeah. And
but it's dark.
It is dark.
Can we see the tree from where we are?
I mean, this is the tree right here.
This is it?
Mm-hmm. When I put my bright lights on it, you'll be able to see it.
Okay. Oh, yes, I do
see
it.
That huge trunk.
Yes.
We're probably going to sit here for a minute until it gets nice and dark. We're going to stand outside.
What does it say?
Park closed on Wednesdays until further notice.
Oh, I thought it said for the mother.
Yeah, it could say for the
mother. So I'm really
glad. I thought it said until fort or other.
Fort or other.
Yes.
To the fence, parking for cars.
For 4 cars.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh,
but
wow.
I don't think there's anybody parking here right now. But
this tree reminds me of a snake, because they're big, huge branches that go all the way to the ground. And I'm used to seeing branches that go all the way to the sky. And they snake around on the ground, but they're also branches up. So it has grown wide, and it has also grown tall. That's very interesting. But it is said that it has grown on top of a Native American burial ground.
That's crazy.
And that very potentially could be some of the ghosts that haunt the place. It's also on a plantation, so there could have been some slaves that met their final fate at the Angel Oak. They could also be, but the spirits that people talk about are lights glowing, and they see faces of demons and devils. So
and they also
not,
see supposedly people hanging.
Yep.
In the branches, and then also people gathered around.
Yeah.
The base of it.
They dance at the bottom of it.
I don't know. Should we put music on
to see if there's going to be dancing?
Or we could just sing to them and see if it's dancing, or just hum the waltz.
We could.
Like what kind of dances do ghosts do?
400 years ago. What kind of
a
Native American dance is what you want if it's built on a, not built, but if it is on a Native American
burial ground.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That could be true.
So there is a tale about a couple in 2008 who got married at the tree. I guess there are a lot of weddings
out
here.
And a lot of people do their wedding pictures out here too.
Yeah, that's very, very pretty. This happened in 2008. So they wanted to go back to the tree and spend some time under the light of the moon, which I don't know how they got in.
I'm having a feeling they either climb the barbed wire or they're not telling it right.
That's not going to happen for us.
Or maybe there was a time when they had
kept
it open.
Yeah, now people are just crazy, so they closed it. And then they said as soon as they got to the tree at night, they felt like they weren't alone, and they were very had an uneasy feeling, and it was a different kind of energy than what they had felt there before. They started to see what they called spirits. They were glowing shadows of humans, and they were all over the freaking tree. The woman said some of the spirits that she saw looked as if they were hanging from the branches. It was a working plantation in the past. Yeah, there was another couple who did the same thing. They decided to go back. The husband wanted to carve a heart in the tree because
which
he loved
awful.
His wife, which
you
is
just
terrible.
Can't
you
do
don't
that.
Do that.
No,
so
don't do that.
And I guess they kept feeling like they were being surrounded by a mob, but they didn't see anything. And then they started seeing like glowing things flashing around them. So the guy finally closes up his knife. And when he did that, a big yellow demon devil face jumped at him.
Oh.
They didn't die, but I bet they were real scared.
I bet they tinkled.
They may have. They
I mean,
may
you
have.
Know they did.
They really
had to
have.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that.
Do you think we should keep our lights on the tree or turn them
off? No, I'm
going
to turn them off real soon.
Okay.
I'm just giving the ghost spirits some energy.
Yeah.
Some energy.
Some.
So that they can appear.
Come hither. Dance by the light of the moon.
It's real cloudy.
A little cloudy, but you never know.
I mean, the moon is there. You just can't see it.
Yeah.
What? Well, there's a.
A what?
There's a light.
Can you please? Oh, that light's been there. The one ahead of us?
No, it was in the bushes. It's gone.
There was a light in the bushes, and now it's gone.
No, I saw it too.
Did you?
Yeah, I saw the light.
Yeah, it was like a small light.
It was on the ground.
It was on the ground, like under the bushes, almost.
It was like a little like floodlight on the ground.
Yeah, but now it's gone. Like it all of a sudden it was there, and now it's gone.
Oh. Well, can we turn the lights back on? Because that's scary.
No, because the point of this is to be scared.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is anybody else scared?
Yeah, the setting is scary.
It's creepy.
It is.
It is a little creepy.
Should we turn the car off?
Yeah. Wait, I don't know how.
Oh, well.
It's okay. These will take care of themselves.
Okay.
Well, I do want to stay locked in for now.
Yeah, maybe come up a little.
Sorry, I forgot.
You're good?
Yeah. It always does that.
Your car is very fancy, and
it can't help it. Saying,
can we turn those off?
Can we just tell them to turn off?
No, this is a crazy car.
Fancy, turn off.
Waiting for you to open the door and close it.
Oh, there we go. Why didn't that turn off?
It's gone in a minute. It gives you plenty of time to get yourself together and get out of the car.
All right, so how many orbs do we have to see before we're allowed to go?
I say 10.
What, 10?
Don't you think 10? Okay, if I see a full body apparition, I need just 1 or 1.5.
Okay.
If I see half apparitions, then I'm just going to want to see. No, can you give me your clothes?
No. I think there's like a little rag or something back there.
It's a little tiny washcloth.
A tiny washcloth. Perfect.
Oh, yeah, that helps. Oh, spooky.
Okay. So, and it's purple.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, if I see like a full body apparition, I just need 1. If I see a half body, I need 2. Or
what if there's a white owl? What if that freaking owl
then
comes
back? Then I'm
probably
going to tinkle.
Well, we're in your car tonight, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to tinkle.
I have leather seats.
I do.
So you're good.
They're easier to clean. That's so true. So true.
Yeah. I wish I had gone to the restroom.
Me too. I'm kind of regretting that decision a little bit. I'm regretting the amount of water that I've been drinking since I left the house.
I need to.
It's good though. It's okay. It's crazy because as my eyes are adjusting to the dark, the tree is becoming more and more visible. But it's so the tree trunk itself is so dark.
Yeah, it is very dark. Yeah,
so that's pretty cool.
There's a definite glow around the tree. I feel
like that too.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like it's backlit.
Yeah, there's a.
Do you
backlit.
See that, Noah?
Yeah, it's like it's darker than the rest of the darkness around it.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
I wonder if they meant to do that or if it's.
Is it just a break in the?
Should we roll down a window?
Oh, you do it at your own risk.
Why?
Don't you want to hear them sing and dance?
I do not. These are demons. These aren't the fun kind of spirits.
No, the demons are not the dancers.
My God, I just scared myself to death. I saw me in the mirror.
I thought it was somebody coming up behind us. Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Noah, you're in charge of our safety.
Your
head is on a swivel, buddy.
I'm looking around.
You can take your seatbelt off if you want.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking mine off, too, in case I need to run. Oh, but where am I going to go?
How about we drive in our car?
Yeah.
Away.
Well, I'm not driving right now, buddy.
Not now, but if we got to run away, why would you run away on foot?
I wouldn't.
Fucking awful. Just god awful.
It's okay, Noah. You said you wanted to come. I did hear something.
I don't know what it was, but I don't hear it anymore. Footsteps?
I really do hear something. It's not the cars. I know there are cars out on the highway. That's not what I'm hearing.
What do you hear? What are you doing?
Well, I thought I saw something up ahead.
But you didn't tell anybody else?
No. Rolled out your window. Freaking hell.
What?
Well, it's So you know how the trunk is very dark?
Yeah, I see.
But right on, what side is this? Is this the left side?
Uh-huh.
On the left side of the trunk, down, up, it just looks like a white person standing there.
Oh, God.
Hmm.
Do you see it at all, Noah?
No, I don't see it.
I can't tell if it's the glowing light from the Coke machine or if it's a something else.
Oh, there's a Coke machine?
Yeah, we can. Oh, you'll get out of the car for a Coke?
Well, me. I do enjoy a Coke.
I do. I thought I heard something over there. It's fine.
But you put your window up.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep it up for a little while. I don't want somebody to grab me.
Is it a person standing there?
Turn on the lights and let's catch them red-handed.
Such a great idea. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, got him.
No, I don't see any white people standing there.
There's that light again, Noah.
Where?
Oh, my God.
Where?
Oh, it was right
like
there.
A person walking out here.
It was a person that walked across that light.
No.
That was a shadow that walked across that light.
No, we have to go.
We can't.
Oh, my God. I don't see we can't.
Oh,
turn the light on again.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared, too.
Oh,
I'm scared of
what
I'm
going to see. Oh, my God. What if it's a person?
See that light? Well, something walked past it. You know, because you can see like a shadow that passes by it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my Jesus. What was that?
I'm turning it off again, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay. How am I going to get out and take pictures?
You're taking pictures?
I want to.
Why?
Because in case you catch orbs that you don't see with your human eye.
Oh, yeah. Noah's phone would do that really good. He's got some fancy iPhones. Oh, yeah. Noah, could you stand up? Here?
Why? I don't want to put my body outside the car.
But
I
you could
sign up for that.
I know, but you could put your just
camera.
Your phone up there and
take
and just click pictures and kind of do it around.
Try to take my phone. I'm going to beat the hell out of
Well, we got the insurance.
Oh, if y'all have insurance, I'm sure it's covered by demons.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out how to do it. I don't know. I don't know how to.
You don't know?
Why did it stop? Okay.
Is it not the kind that opens all the way?
Oh,
there
it does.
We go.
Yeah, so you have to put your phone way up here.
And
then just take some just random pictures all throughout, like, wherever you know, the oak is. I keep seeing something out of the corner of my eye over here on the left-hand side. When I look, there's nothing there.
Too many crickets.
But when I, it's like in my... What is this called?
Peripheral.
That one. It's in that one. Are you taking a video or pictures?
Pictures.
Yeah, because that's what I want. Lots of pictures snapped.
Just like swiveling it around.
Fucking hell.
What?
Something keeps moving over here.
Oh, gosh.
What the hell?
Is it a person?
Probably like a maintenance worker being like, what the hell are these people doing?
All right, can you do some with flashed, too? Can you put your flash on?
Yeah. And take a picture of where you keep seeing people.
Yeah. Don't say that.
No, there's like a weird light over there.
Yeah.
Do you see it?
The glowy light?
Yes.
That's new. That wasn't here when we pulled up. Oh, my God.
What is that?
I'm creeped out right now. There's a glowy light. Oh.
Okay. How many is that? Like 12?
I think it's a lot. I think it's a really lot. I don't know what to do with my car.
Turn
ready?
On.
No. Wait.
What's happening? What are you doing?
How did I turn the lights on before? I'm going to feel better with this clothes now. Oh, my God.
closet. No, that's open.
Oh, no. Have you looked at the pictures now? Yeah.
Get the pictures
on. See if you can see any orbs. Oh, my God.
What is happening?
So, okay. So, look straight at the trunk. Do you see where the trunk is? Do you see where the sign is, mm-hmm. where the trunk is? Do you see that right above it, it's like white? Do you see that? Do you see the sign? Say yes.
I can't see the sign from where I'm sitting.
Oh, you can't.
I cannot.
Oh, damn. Can you see it, Noah?
Oh, wait, right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So right above it in the trunk, it's white.
Oh.
Do you see that?
What the hell?
It's a completely different color from the trunk. It looks like two dogs. To me, it looks like the shadow of two dogs. Like, but they're white.
Okay. Turn the light out.
I like put my seatbelt on. Crazy. Are you creeped out?
I'm creeped out, yeah, because I can see more orby looking things here.
Yeah.
Did that light just come on? What the hell?
I don't know.
Something just blinked. That was weird.
Oh! No way that I did that myself. No, I know what you're saying. So to me, it looks like there's like the light and it's like not blinking. It's like something's going in front of it really fast. Do you see what I'm saying?
I don't see what you're saying.
So there's
but I think we're seeing two completely, like I can't see the things that you guys are seeing.
Okay.
You have to stare at it for a long time and let your eyes adjust.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah. All right. Should I turn the lights on or off?
Do you see a glowy thing here? Like here?
Yes. But that glowy thing's been there.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is up closer to the drink machine.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But on the corner. It's
right.
Like a flickering light.
Right, right.
What does it look like? There's more light at the oak tree than there is here.
Right, right.
It just feels like it's illuminated behind it. I don't know, God.
Do you feel that like flickering up top?
Yes,
kinda?
That's what I was talking about, that flickering light. That wasn't there when we
remember seeing that.
When we pulled up, it wasn't flickering.
Yeah.
It was not flickering. It was just constant.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like an orangey light.
You see it?
Yeah.
It's weird because it's almost like a perfect circle.
Too. Mm-hmm. I'm going
to
turn the lights on real quick, see if we catch anybody. Get you!
It is. So what you're saying? What?
Jesus.
Oh, my
thing
God.
Just moved right there.
No.
I got to go. I got to go.
Oh, no.
I got to go.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know. It was something moved over there.
Oh, my God. Lock it. What was it?
I don't know, Sugar. I don't know. It was something right at the fence.
Oh, my God.
It was right at the fence. I got to go. No, I'm going forward.
Through the gate.
Oh, my God. That scared the shit. I have chills everywhere. I have chills everywhere. What? What happened? There was something right there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. There was something right up there.
Oh, my God.
When we turned, it was, like, right in there, and it just went in the wall. And gather ourselves.
Oh my God. Okay.
I don't know how to go home.
Oh, Lordy. All right.
Oh my God.
That
I
was crazy.
In my pants.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I don't like it when I'm the driver.
I like it so much better.
No.
Oh, my gosh. So,
I almost went forward through the gate.
That's it. That's our big haunting day. It's real.
Guys, we really did see some stuff. I don't know what the pictures are going to look like, but email us at murder.sugarcoated@gmail.com if you want to see the pictures that we took in the darkness.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
But until then, stay sweet and listen. Don't go out looking for no ghosts to see because you're going to see them.
Don't kill people.
And we'll murder you.
No.
That's not what we do. Don't murder.
Just if you kill people, we'll talk about you,
that's
damn it.
That's right. All right. Just fine.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This has been Sugar Coated Murder Podcast, a deliciously entertaining true crime podcast. Like what you heard? You can always explore past episodes by visiting sugarcoatedpod.com. Don't forget to like our Facebook fan page and share with friends. Thanks for listening to Sugar Coated Murder Podcast.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.